You're listening to the Closing Markup Report from Illinois Public Media. Find us online at WILLAG.org. Don Day, a day weather from Cheyenne, Wyoming, now joins us to discuss the weather forecast. Please walk me through what you see over the next couple of weeks over the United States.
Well, it's going to be a very interesting weather pattern in the sense there's a lot of moving parts going on. First of all, in the short term, we've had a lot of heat move into some of the central plains. The month of June has been very, very warm for many parts of Nebraska, the Dakotas, the western Corn Belt, western Iowa, Kansas, Oklahoma have had much above average temperatures in the month of June so far. And a lot of those areas need some rain. And at least here for another few days, it's going to continue to be warm, windy, and dry in those northern and western areas of the Corn Belt. At the same time, all of that heat is building in the nation's midsection. Another round of June snow will hit the northern Rockies. The high mountains of Idaho, Montana, and western Wyoming will see snow tonight and into tomorrow. The cold air associated with that system will move across the upper Midwest and into those very warm areas of the central plains. And what that will do, cool them off, and it will also bring an uptick in shower and thunderstorm activity. And it does look like that's going to set into motion starting next week a pattern that looks more wet for a lot of the Midwest, including all the Corn Belt.
How wet?
Well, it looks like at least over the next week or two, we're going to see some areas, you know, picking up anywhere between 1 to 3 inches of rain. Of course, there'll be pockets of more, a little bit less than that, but it does look like shower and thunderstorm activity, especially in the areas that are really warm and dry right now, actually have the best chance of seeing some of those rains.
In the Southwest, it's been pretty dry at this point, and there is some concern that that could spread. Doesn't sound like that'll be the case in your forecast.
Not in the short term, but I think the long-term trends are concerning. You look at Arizona, New Mexico, in West Texas, those areas start to see this time of year, usually by now, a more active thunderstorm pattern, the summer monsoon, we call it down there. That area does look like to have a below average monsoon season, the way things are trending right now. So you go along and south of Interstate 70, that's an area, I think, through the summer season, we're going to be watching for increasing dryness. With a La Nina developing, that is what you would expect. La Niñas do favor those southern plains to trend drier.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's Don Day. He's with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming.